It's Friday, June 2nd, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Wednesday, an electrical fire destroyed one building at an orphanage in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Africa. Thankfully, more than 20 kids and adults escaped unharmed, reports International Christian Concern, which is committed to helping the owners rebuild. ICC has supported the overcrowded orphanage with emergency supplies over the past year, including food, medicine, safe water, clothing, mattresses, and a fish farm. The children, from babies to teens, were orphaned by the Allied Democratic Forces, a Muslim terrorist group that killed their parents and ravaged their Christian communities. Babies are found still clinging to their dead mothers and brought to the orphanage weekly. The Christian couple that has run the orphanage on a small plot of land for 30 years risked their lives to save the children. The orphanage consists of three small buildings that house about 100 kids. The wife who runs the orphanage with her husband said, quote, "We have been up all night as we watched the house go up in flames with everything inside it. We thank God that all the children were evacuated safely. No one was injured during this fire accident. We accommodated the 20 affected children in the other houses," end quote. The couple had to put 7 kids in one bed. To donate to help them rebuild, give to International Christian Concern through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com and select Rescue Wives and Kids. 1 John 3:17 asks, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" President Recep Erdogan won Turkey's presidential election in this Sunday's runoff vote, defeating the opposition leader, reports Evangelical Focus. Erdogan extends his 20 years in power for another 5 years with over 52% of the vote. Under Erdogan's reign, at least 60 pastors and Christian workers have been blacklisted and expelled from the country without explanation, as well as problems with their places of worship, bans on foreign Christian workers, and increased hate speech on social media. Most famously, Pastor Andrew Brunson, a missionary for 20 years in Turkey, was imprisoned for 2 years, reports the Christian Post. He wrote a book about his experience entitled God's Hostage: A True Story of Persecution, Imprisonment, and Perseverance. A 14-year-old girl in North Carolina, whose parents say she was denied a kidney transplant at Duke University Hospital because of her vaccination status, has received a kidney elsewhere, reports the Christian Post. Yulia Hicks received a new kidney last Thursday thanks to, quote, "an amazing live donor," end quote, according to the latest update on GiveSendGo's Kidney for Yulia's fundraising page. Hicks, the adopted daughter of Lee and Chrissy Hicks, received national attention after the family claimed late last year that Duke University Hospital refused to conduct her transplant surgery because she was not vaccinated against COVID-19. The update noted that the child is recovering well and thanked the entire team at East Carolina University Health for everything, describing the doctors and medical staff there as, quote, "the most caring and professional team that we have encountered on this journey," end quote. Dr. Robert George, director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University, is imploring Americans to take this time to acknowledge the, quote, "importance of fidelity to God, spouses and family, our country, and our communities," end quote, reports The Blaze. George indicated in a May 6th statement that what prompted him to act were the perturbing findings of a recent Wall Street Journal poll. The poll, conducted at the University of Chicago and published in March, highlighted a, quote, "precipitous decline," end quote, among Americans in the perceived importance of patriotism, religious faith, having children, and community involvement as compared with respondents' questions 25 years earlier. Whereas in 1998, 70% of respondents deemed patriotism to be very important, only 38% said so in 2023. And 25 years ago, 62% said religion was important. Now only 39% believe that to be the case. And finally, Kohl's, the largest department store chain in the U.S. with 1,100 stores, is facing backlash after becoming the latest retailer to sell homosexual, transgender-themed clothing for kids, reports LifeSite News. Highlights of its so-called Pride Month products, including a sexual perversion pride onesie, have been going viral since being highlighted by the Twitter account End Wokeness, which noted, quote, Kohl's is pushing LGBTQ pride for literal babies, end quote. The onesie, designed for babies from 3 months to 9 months old, depicts what appears to be a lesbian couple, with one holding a Progress Pride flag representing those who identify as transgender and non-binary, in addition to other sexual identities. The retail chain is also selling banners emblazoned with Love is Love, and sexually perverted towels, bibs, candles, shorts, pillows, and t-shirts that say, quote, ask me my pronouns, end quote. End Wokeness remarked, quote, looks like Kohl's didn't learn a thing from Bud Light and Target, end quote. Conservatives have since chimed in across social media with a round of calls to boycott Kohl's, with one social media user highlighting the fact that Kohl's stock dropped 5.5% on Tuesday and 3.5% on Wednesday. Write a letter of polite objection to Tom Kingsbury, CEO, Kohl's Corporate, N56W17000, Ridgewood Drive, Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, 53051. And call 855-564-5705. Galatians 6:8 says, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, June 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2023. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.